Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. You know, this morning as I was spending time for the Lord, that scripture came to mind. We used to sing it years ago. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Now, why would the psalmist write that? Well, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time and you've experienced the wonder, the power, the glory of His presence, you know that there's a special ministry of God's Holy Spirit when God's people come together in unity and one accord. And there's a corporate anointing that comes that is like any other time, no matter how special and wonderful your personal time before the Lord may be, yet there is something heavenly that God, He allows a little bit of heaven to come down on earth when God's people are in one accord and when we are united in heart. Because Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, lo, there am I in the midst. Now, we either believe that or we don't. And so that particular scripture talks about the joy of being in the presence of the Lord, coming with a purpose, coming with a heart desire to meet the Lord. And in a sense, even though we are not physically together, in the spirit, there can be really no distance or time factors. I mean, God lives in a realm of eternity, which is beyond our natural realm, which is limited by our five senses. And so I believe when God's people unite together, come together, just as you, some of you are real regulars, and as you just enter in to receive from the Lord what He has for us, there's a wonderful presence, a wonderful anointing of the Lord. So I invite you to come and to receive of the Lord. And my desire is not only to teach and preach the Word of God, but that you can, on an experiential level, experience His anointing. Let God touch you as He desires, as I allow Him to have His way on this broadcast. And so, before I begin to share the word that the Lord has placed on my heart, I want to ask you a question. Are you hungry? And I'm not speaking now naturally, physically hungry, you might be, but I'm talking of spiritual hunger. And I believe none of us, no matter how long we walk with the Lord, no matter how advanced in years, natural years we may be, I don't believe we have all been filled up to the greatest measure of the fullness of God in our lives. And it's not because God has barred the door of entrance into the wonderful, unsearchable riches of Christ. He hasn't covered over the well of salvation. He hasn't barred up the spring of living water. And so, beloved, I believe as we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. And I believe the Holy Spirit is constantly beckoning us on into a deeper experience, as well as a fuller enjoyment of the things that are freely given us of God. Paul said, the Lord has given us richly all things to enjoy. We're children by inheritance of the King and Lord of the universe. There is nothing that our Creator God has not made and does not possess. It's an amazing, mind-boggling awareness of really who we are in Christ. And I believe it's such a tremendous revelation that we can only get little bits and pieces of it. I don't think we could take all of it at once. We'd probably just, explode or melt down or something like that. And so God is a good God. He's a wonderful Father. And hear the word of the Lord in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. I'll read verses 12 and 13, and this is the Amplified translation. Now, we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from God, given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. And we are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Beloved, that's what's happening right now. I desire with all of my heart to share spiritual truths with you so that you can enter in and realize and comprehend and appreciate more fully the gifts of God's divine favor and blessing. He's given them to us so freely. Jesus said to his disciples as he walked this earth, and he speaks to all of us through the pages of his word, that same promise, it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Beloved, just as the children of Israel were commanded by God to enter into Canaan land, which was a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of promise. And as you read in the word, they didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to build cities. They didn't have to dig wells. They didn't have to plant fruit trees, nut trees. Everything was all ready for them. They went in and possessed the land. Isn't that just God's way? And so, beloved, in the Spirit, we have a whole promised land before us, and it was purchased by the blood of Jesus. And so, through this message and by the impetus of the Holy Spirit, I'm encouraging you to go in and possess your promised land. Now, before I want to share what the Lord has given, I want to just stop for a minute, and I'd like you to use your imagination. Imagine that you're a child again, say about 10 years old, and you have an invitation to go out into the country to visit some relatives of yours that are very, very wealthy. They're millionaires, billionaires, and they have a beautiful estate out in the country, and they've got acres and acres and acres of beautiful land in the country, a land of hills and mountains and streams and trees, and it's just altogether beautiful. It's like an earthly paradise. But on that land, there is a huge mansion, and you get to spend the weekend there. And this is your first time there, so as you're received and made comfortable and shown your room, you're given free rein to explore, to go outside and play, or just explore the mansion. Now, if that has excited you or interested you, I might be 70, but I'm still a kid at heart. I think one of the most exciting things would be, aside from going outside, of course, would be to explore that mansion, all the different hallways and all the different wings, and to open up all those closed doors and to see what's behind the doors, to explore all the rooms. That would be great fun. And having just shared this little fanciful imaginary scene as if we were natural children. Well, beloved, spiritually, we are children of the Lord. And the Lord actually said, while he does want us to mature in Christ, there's a part of us he wants us to remain as a little child. In fact, he said this rather shocking statement, unless you become as a little child, you will in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. And so it behooves us to become not childish, but childlike in our faith and in our experience of God and in the wonders and blessings he has given us. And so, what I want to share with you, if you said yes to the fact that you're really hungry for more of God, if you want more of the Lord, well, the Lord has given us an invitation. Jesus said that he was going to prepare for us a place. In his Father's house were many mansions. Amen. And so there is a door, not just a door, there are many doors open to us in the Spirit. And so what I did, I was rather fascinated by the subject of doors, And so I went through the Word of God and found the various doors, seven that I'll share with you, not that it's exclusive and conclusive, but different doors that God has present for us to enter. All we have to do is go through that door. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking of that wonderful passage in the book of Revelation. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I've heard Bible scholars say, you know, it was only the Church of Philadelphia that the Lord didn't have a rebuke for. Well, as I read Revelation, I'm not sure I agree with that, because there's another church, the Church of Smyrna, that, as far as I can see, I don't see what you think, doesn't have any condemnation or rebuke from the Lord. Listen to what the Lord says in chapter 2, verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, parens, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The following verses goes on to the other churches. And so as I see, and that's so like the Lord, they were going through a time of tribulation, some of them to even be martyred. And he just says, don't be afraid. Don't fear the things which you're going to suffer. Be faithful to me unto death even, and I'll give you a crown of life. And he says, I know your works, your tribulation, your poverty, but you're really rich. And then he speaks of the blasphemy of them which are Jews, which apparently are in their midst. And that's also true of the Church of Philadelphia, because he says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Oh my goodness, I just looked at the time. It's time to bring this broadcast to a close. Well, we're just gotten started, so I do hope you can join me tomorrow at this same time. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.